It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thank you. I'm fit and healthy.
It's good to hear.
In splendid isolation like everybody else.
Yes.
I did get out and go to the supermarket on Sunday. That was the social occasion of the week for me.
It's a real thing when it's going to the supermarket becomes an event in the calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, and I do have an event with some media people later this morning, just about one of the things that council is doing, but we'll be following all of the prescribed rules about distance and making sure that we're keeping each other safe.
Fantastic. Well, we've got some big topics to talk about today. We're actually going to start by talking about the drought, because that's been kind of going on while this whole COVID context has been happening. And I thought maybe we should talk about it because it looks like it's going to be going on for a little while. What is Watercare saying we should be doing at the moment, Phil?
Yeah, well, our total storage is at 52%. Normally it's 20% higher than that. And so far this year, first quarter of this year, we received less than a third of the rain that we'd normally get. So really dry late summer and autumn on top of a dry summer and, really been dry since November. Mm. Dam levels are dropping by about 1% every 3 days. So we'll drop below 50% probably within the next fortnight, mm-hmm. depending on what rain we get this week. But the Met Office is basically saying no significant rain, some rain, but no significant falls until probably May. And that means that our soil moisture levels are pathetically low at the moment. Mm. It's a heartbreak. Having farmland, the soil's cracking, there's no growth, stock are struggling to maintain condition. What Watercare tells me is that if the situation continues to remain really dry, then they will consider imposing water restrictions. At the moment, it's still on pretty much a please be careful with your water use. Don't wash your car. Don't wash your house. Don't water your garden. Have a quicker shower. But we'll have to start, taking stronger measures than that if this drought doesn't ease up. So that's really important. I mean, the good news is that, demand peaked, I think, about 565 million litres a day back in February when it was really hot. Mm. And we're currently using 100 million litres less a day than that. So the demand for water has dropped off. We've got shorter days, cooler days. Mm-hmm. But we, if we don't get rain relief within the next fortnight, I would think that Watercare will be looking seriously at asking for
some
mandatory restrictions.
What are we looking at?
We are pumping flat out from the Waikato, so that's helping us.
What are we looking at for future planning? Because this isn't necessarily just going to affect us this season. This could be affecting future seasons. What does that look like for us in Auckland?
Yeah, well, it's not just about saving water. I think Watercare makes the point that we've probably got the lowest per capita consumption of water anywhere in the country. So we're, Aucklanders are more careful with the use of water than in other parts of the country. But to improve our resilience, we really, the key option, I think, would be to seek resource consent, which we have done. It's taking some years to process, unfortunately, to pump more water out of the Waikato. And there is some sensitivity there, although we're taking the water from the lower reaches of the Waikato and the water that that goes past our intake is simply headed to the ocean. But we need to work through that process mm-hmm. with the Waikato District Council. I don't think we have much option in terms of greater lake storage. I don't think we have the capacity to create new lakes and mm-hmm. flood more land that way. What I think we need to look at, and I know that in some of the new housing subdivisions like Hobsonville, we are encouraging the capture of water off our roofs to use in the garden and maybe for, flushing the toilet, etc. So that's an option. I'm on tank water myself. So you know, I know that when it does rain, you capture a huge amount of water off your own roofs. And if we can use that for outdoor watering purposes, that would make a lot of sense. Mm. Watercare is looking at how they can reduce leakage from infrastructure that's sometimes quite old. Now, that's been really hard over the summer because the dry weather is cracking the soil and causing more water leakages. And at the moment, other than major leakages, we can't get our people out because mm-hmm. of the lockdown.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the lockdown now. We've got two kind of topics to talk about this today. We want to talk about some of these big infrastructure projects that are going to be hopefully helping reinvigorate the economy in the long term. But I also wanted to touch base on what it might look like in Auckland once we do eventually leave this lockdown period. Of course, the government's laid out these alert level systems, which we will be expecting to fluctuate between a little bit. What can we expect to see in Auckland at perhaps a stage three coming out of a lockdown period? What's that going to look like for smaller businesses and for people going about their day-to-day, Phil?
Well, you know, the obvious answer is the sooner we can get out of lockdown, the more businesses we can save because we return revenue to them and they can start to get back on their feet. Not all businesses will, and there'll be some businesses that that can't sustain this four-week period, and we don't know yet whether it will be four or five, for example, and won't set up again. We also know that coming out of the lockdown, the economy is not going to be the same as the economy was going into the lockdown. Mm-hmm. We undoubtedly will face recession like the rest of the world. We will face unemployment going from 4% to 8% or maybe even 12%. We just don't know that yet, but it could presumably go higher than that. The first question is, when do we come out of the lockdown? And I talked to the PM yesterday about that. She will be indicating to Thursday what the criteria will be for coming out. Mm-hmm. And that will largely be around the sort of things you'd expect. What evidence is there of the number of cases dropping? What evidence is there of community transmission? Are our systems set up adequately to test and to contact trace and to quarantine people, mm-hmm. So that if you remove the lockdown, you fall back on other safeguards because COVID-19 won't disappear, you know, magically on, you know, 4 weeks after the lockdown was imposed. I mean, the good news, I think, Rachel, is that they were projecting that we'd have about 4,000 cases by now, and actually we're about a quarter of that, and the level of new cases seems to be remaining reasonably stable. I think what it was 67 yesterday. It's ranged between 58 and 89. So we haven't got the exponential rise in cases that we're seeing in New York right now, that we've seen in Italy and Spain and so on. So what do we do at the end of this process? Well, the PM said that they will be putting out sector plans to stimulate economic recovery. And the first of those plans is in the construction area. And they've invited us, and we're working on it right now as we speak, to put forward what they call shovel-ready projects. These are projects in particular that can start within the next 6 months, mm-hmm. That are to build infrastructure. They'll probably already be well down the consenting process and the procurement process. They'll be costed. They'll have a necessary cost-benefit analysis. These are things that, and I've looked at the first list has just arrived this morning, you know, looking at what Panuku might do, what community facilities and parks might do. We're expecting a list that will come out of Auckland Transport and Watercare.
Just on these topics, though, Phil, quickly, with this longer infrastructure project set up, how is the focus on, I guess, a green way of doing that? Because there's been quite a bit of discussion in the media about how perhaps this is, in some ways, a moment where we can take stock and reflect on these infrastructure projects which are necessary to restart the economy. Is there going to be sort of safeguards to make sure that we're looking at sustainability as part of that too?
Yeah, look, sustainability is a huge part of what we're doing. What we have to meet is the government criteria for the projects that we're putting forward. So we put forward use our own criteria and it doesn't match theirs, then we're not likely to get much joy out of them. But obviously, there are, you know, the projects that we can do, for example, if there are cycleways, if there are setting up an electrical distribution centre for electrifying our bus fleet, cleaning up our waterways, separating our stormwater from going into our wastewater, they've all got big environmental advantages as well. So a number of the projects that we'll be putting forward will be around that. And on the wider question of sustainability, you know, hopefully this exercise of, you know, showing that people can actually work from home, but they don't want to be at home every day of the week, but maybe they could spend a day or two working from home and doing so productively. That also takes pressure off our traffic congestion and our carbon emissions. So maybe there'll be some positives that come out of what is otherwise a pretty awful crisis situation with COVID-19.
Absolutely. Just before we let you go, I did want to ask if there's been discussion around rates relief for people at this time from the Auckland Council.
Yeah, well, the challenge with rates relief is obviously where people are genuinely in hardship, we're not going to go after them by imposing massive penalties on them and also, you know, foreclosing the mortgage on them. In fact, I'm due on another program just to talk about that right now. But we also have revenue challenges, so we have to meet those as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Mayor Phil Goff. We really appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll
Rachel.
Talk to you again next Tuesday.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.